Hello and welcome to the Tipsy Sewist podcast,
co-hosted by Ellen the Stitches and Hazel and the Machine.
Join us today when we talk all things sewing books.
So grab your favourite tipple, let's have a giggle!
Ew. Woo!
Though it's worth noting that it's just 11 a.m. in the morning and we are on coffee. Unfortunately, not an espresso martini.
I know, I think we should add some vodka in and turn these coffee into cocktails.
But you definitely would not be able to go to work later.
I know, okay, that's a bad idea. So, unfortunately, we're going to have a little bit of a sober episode today, but that's fine, mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, maybe you'll like to hear a bit more of a slightly...
So serious.
...less tipsy version of this. We'd also just very quickly, before we get launching into the episode, we'd just like to mention that we are very sorry that we missed an episode on the 4th of June.
First of June.
Oh my god, I got the keys on the 4th of June. It's purely because I was moving and our diaries just clashed.
Yeah, we couldn't find a single hour in like the lead up to the 1st of June that we could both do, which is insane. But yeah, I was just working a lot. Hazel was packing, moving, and now she's in London. It means that these meetings are going to be so much easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, and hopefully I'll be able to take the microphone and I'm going to go to Hazel's. And yeah, it's going to be far more tipsy around
yes.
here.
And I think it would just be nice if we can actually also hang out without having to make it all about recording.
Yes, this is true. We should hang out and be normal friends, but it seems like it is impossible because whenever we hang out, we only talk about sewing.
Yeah.
It seems like we can't really do anything else. Maybe we're not actually friends. Maybe we don't have anything in common apart
Maybe
from sewing.
Maybe we're just work colleagues at this point.
Oh my god, we're literally work colleagues.
Oh, I hate it.
This is our version of just like standing by the kettle in the kitchen, yeah. And being like, so weather's looking good today,
having
any plans for the
mate.
Weekend? Yeah.
Someone you talk to at work, but you have no intention of ever seeing outside of work.
Exactly, that's us.
Maybe that's you for me. I don't
yeah.
know.
And you wouldn't invite your work colleague to your wedding. Maybe the evening.
Maybe. It depends how big your wedding is. So I think you'd be invited to.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, I know you would.
Cheers.
You would.
Cool. So moving on, we are going to be recording today a lovely episode all about books. Me and Hazel are both big fans of reading. I know that sounds such a weird thing to say, but I know there are people that aren't fans of reading, and that's fair enough.
I love reading, but yeah. I generally read inappropriate books, so.
Yeah, Hazel is a smutty lover.
Oh, God,
she likes some fairy porn.
The Stitched Edit is now going, oh, yes, girl, I feel that.
Yeah, we got some, like, very sexy book recommendations from the Stitch Edit. If you don't follow Alice May at the Stitch Edit, she works in publishing, and she does do a lot of, like, book reviews as well as her sewing reviews.
Yeah.
Another person that we have to mention that also loves reading and does some book reviews is Georgie from...
Hey, so Georgie!
Hey, so Georgie! But yeah, I don't often talk about my reading on the Instagram. The Instagram.
I wouldn't dare because
I
all I'd be
you
doing...
didn't just flag me for saying the Instagram.
Oh, sorry. It just sounded very natural the way
yeah,
you said
on
it.
On the Instagram. Yeah, but because I'm like, is anyone really interested in what I'm reading? But maybe they are.
I don't know. We'll put it to the vote. We'll put it to the public vote.
Public vote. It's like the X Factor.
Yeah, literally. On the day of the episode, do you want us to talk about books or not?
Yeah, exactly. Please say yes, because we're recording a whole episode about books. But no, obviously this episode, we're going to specifically be talking about books that relate to sewing, fashion, fabric, etc.
Yes.
So we've got a couple of different like genres or segments that we're going to split this episode into.
And I think we should just launch straight in and start talking about novels. Now, these are all new to me because I've never really thought about looking at sewing novels.
Yeah, so it was something that I kind of stumbled across. I think, who else was it? Oh, Mary Ellen.
Sew Me Sunshine, yeah.
Yeah, so she posted about a novel she was reading, and I think she likes historical fiction as well. And I've never really read historical fiction. I'll give you a quick synopsis of the kind of books I read. I read kind of just like chick lit, big fan. I love Marianne Keyes and like Jodie Picoult and just kind of those very classic, like girl in her 20s loves to read these books. And I kind of stuck to my ways with that. Then I had joined a book club with my friends, and we have to obviously read a different book each month, and I was kind of going into more different genres, including historical fiction, and I actually really loved it. So then when I saw Mary Ellen post about a sewing book that was set in World War II.
Yeah, I think it was World War II.
I was like, yeah, I'm going to read it. So that's the first one that we're going to talk about today because I loved it.
I'm very excited to hear about this. I think I'm going to need to add them to my Kindle to read list.
Well, actually, this is what I was going to say to you. If anyone has a love of books as well, I am obsessed, and this is not an advertisement, I just am obsessed with an app and a website called Goodreads, Goodreads, and you can follow me on Goodreads. Actually, what is my name on Goodreads? I think it's Ellen. It just says L, but I think it's Ellen the Stitches again. I will like write it somewhere, but yeah, you can follow me and all of these books will be on my read list, so you can do different lists like books I want to read, books I have read, and it like collates all the books and you can rate them, and it gives you options and like suggestions for new books. I followed Georgie from Hey So Sister,
yeah, and Alice May
on Goodreads.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, it's great. You should get onto it. Okay, so the book that I'm going to talk to you about first is called, I just went off it, but it's called The Paris Seamstress by Natasha Lester.
Can I read the synopsis?
Yeah, of course.
How much will a young Parisian seamstress sacrifice to make her mark in the male-dominated world of 1940s New York fashion, from the best-selling author of A Kiss from Mr. Fitzgerald and Her Mother's Secret?
Exactly.
Brilliant. Oh, and it jumps back and forth.
Yes, so it's in...
I love the Met Gala.
I know, so it's set in two time zones. One is 1940s Paris, and then... or slash New York, and then the other side, flip side, is 2015 Australia, and it, I won't really give anything more away, but it kind of jumps between two women and kind of their journey in fashion. And
oh, and are they grandmother and granddaughter?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so nice. Oh, I might have to read that one.
Yeah, it's amazing. So, well,
the author, by the way, I don't think we mentioned this, is Natasha Lester.
I did.
Oh, okay.
And I just love it because it's set in this really interesting time period. Obviously the 1940s was a hard time, and she's a seamstress and she talks a lot about sewing and fabric, but there's also obviously going to be a couple of like love stories. It's got some strong female leads, which we love to see.
Yeah, I was going to say, I love that it's got that kind of male dominated, but also breaking into it, that kind of feminism.
Exactly.
That's the word I'm looking for.
And then also by Natasha Lester is another book, which is called, I mean, she's written loads of books. Not all of them have a like sewing fashion stance, but this one does as well, I think. Yes, this is more fashion. So this is called The Paris Secret.
Oh, this sounds like my street.
Yeah, do you want to read the blurb? Yes.
From New York Times best-selling author of The Paris Orphan comes an unforgettable historical novel about a secret collection of Dior gowns that ties back to the first female pilots of World War II and a heartbreaking story of love and sacrifice.
Yes, oh. So it's amazing. So this one is less about sewing. It does have like that fashion element of it. But again, it's like a bit of a love story set in the war. And it also jumps between three time zones, doesn't it? Yeah, so 1939, 1947 and the present day.
Yeah, oh, this sounds so good.
I feel like I should be sponsored by Natasha Lester.
At this point, yeah.
So those two are great. And then another book that I've read recently, which actually has a very high rating on Goodreads, but I wouldn't rate it as highly as the previous two. It's called The Sewing Machine by Natalie Fergie, and that is set in Edinburgh, and it's also set, all my books are very similar, also set in the present day, and then also in 1911 and also in 1960 as well, I think. It jumps a few different time periods. Mm-hmm. And it's a, I'll read it out. It is 1911 and Jean is about to join the mass strike at the Singer factory. Singer sewing machine.
I've got a Singer sewing machine?
Yes. For her, nothing will be the same again. Decades later in Edinburgh, Connie sews coded moments of her life into a notebook as her mother did before. More than 100 years after his grandmother's sewing machine was made, Fred, a new character, discovers a treasure trove of documents. His family history is laid out before him in a patchwork of unfamiliar handwriting and colourful seams. So basically, she, one of the characters, like, I'd never really heard of this, but she like writes codes and messages and then like sews them into seams, like secret code.
Oh no, that was a thing in the wars.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of that before.
Oh, okay.
So it is all about that. And the reason I wouldn't rate it as highly, it is a lot slower than the other books. It is quite long. I am about 3/4 of the way through. I am still reading it. I am still enjoying it, and I do like, obviously there's a lot of references to Singer and like the actual they're actually sewing, you know, like you're going through the process of sewing with these characters, which I do really like.
Yeah.
So yeah, they are my three kind of sewing novels that I've read.
And I'm adding at least the two Natasha Lesters to my book.
Yeah, for sure. And
my list.
Let me know, guys, if you have any other that you would recommend, because I'm always in the market for new books.
Oh, and we will obviously share them.
Yes, and we'd love to kind of start a conversation. We'll do a post on Instagram, and if you could comment underneath the post with any books that you love to read that are sewing related, then that means other people can see your comments and hopefully be inspired as
yes.
well.
Yes.
Let's move on to our next point, which is more like
pattern books.
No.
No.
Sorry. Really, just before pattern books, okay. Like celebrity books.
Oh, yes. There's been quite a few of those recently.
Yeah, like celebrity sewists.
Yeah, I feel like everyone's kind of writing these new books. Which is
amazing.
Oh, it's amazing. So should we start with the new Esme Young book?
Yes.
Behind the Seams.
Exactly.
We all know Esme Young from The Great British Sewing Bee. I actually very briefly saw her when I was at the Stitch Festival.
Yes.
She was behind the thing and I was staring at her like, oh, this is so exciting. Hi. I didn't say hi, but I was miles away from her.
What a story, Hazel. What a story.
I know, that really needed to have an actual story.
So I'll quickly read you the blurb of Behind the Seams. So from Adventures at Central St. Martin's to The Great British Sewing Bee, go behind the scenes of Esme Young's amazing life. At age 5, Esme was asked to write in her notebook, but instead she filled it with drawings, the only way she knew to express herself. At 7, when it was discovered she was partially deaf, I didn't know that.
No, neither.
She found refuge in her sketchbooks. Shortly after, Esme made her first garment and a passion for sewing and designing was born. As a teenager, she made her way to London where her creative journey truly began. So this is obviously like her autobiography and talks... I'm definitely going to buy this like right now.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting.
About her life and getting into sewing and then her career, which sounds amazing.
It sounds like it's a very up and down career, to be honest, as well, though, which is because she's now a celebrity,
but she's always been super successful, hasn't she?
Yeah, I suppose she's got quite like a nice manner that makes her quite accessible.
But in terms of like not being just like a celebrity, but before she like came into the public eye, she was working on so many like high budget films, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was, wasn't she?
That's oh, I love cool. it. I love and it. Then, speaking of Sewing Bee, there is a new book on the block.
By
Serena
Sews. Which we have now just lost our link for. It's fine.
Sorry, found it.
So it's called Serena Sews, and it is out later on this month. Exactly, probably...
a week?
Yeah.
10 days?
10 days?
After this episode airs?
9 days after this episode airs.
Yes.
Let's get really precise. Now, if you've watched The Sewing Bee, you'd know who Serena Baker is. She was on it last year. She's on Instagram as the Serena Sews, and she won the Great British Sewing Bee last year. And she did do some absolutely stunning garments.
Yeah, she's
she?
Such a neat sewist.
Oh my god, this yeah, so neat. And her Killing Eve Villanelle inspiration was just on point. Her wardrobe's fantastic. Maybe we should do an episode on like TV shows and films with amazing costumes.
100%. Let's do it.
Yeah, that sounds great. So yeah, this book is kind of like, it seems like it's just going to be a bit of an everything, but also reworking fashion garments in your wardrobe and making them a bit more, you know, up to date, how to build your own pattern blocks or basic pattern blocks. I'm presuming there'll be like a bodice, a skirt, a trouser, basic things. But also, for newbie sewers, it's going to have really nice little must-have skills, like how to insert a zipper, that kind of thing. So I think it would be a good all-round. And she sounds so lovely whenever she's talking, so I think it's going to be quite accessible, easy read, which is good. And it looks very pretty.
Yeah, all of the pictures look so colourful. Oh, and she has got some, like...
oh, she has got some patterns in it.
Yes.
And tips. Amazing.
Yeah, it looks fab. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that.
It's so colourful.
Really oh, I might have to buy that.
That's...
I'm going to have such a collection of sewing books.
I know, we can use them as like coffee table books as well, and then I get them out all the time. So yeah, the next books we want to talk about are more pattern based.
Yes.
So I think a lot of you would have heard of these books, but there are three at the moment out by Tilly and the Buttons. So the first one is kind of how I learned to sew, which is Love at First Stitch. And it starts with a headband pattern right the way through to like a fully darted lined dress. I think it's lined.
So you can learn all of the basic skills. Yeah, that you need so you to literally go from, level.
Yeah, like headband to a basic top to a basic skirt. Mm-hmm. So, and the book contains 5 or 6 patterns. And it's such a great buy because it's such good value for money. And then their other two books they've got are Stretch.
So how to sew with stretch fabrics?
Yes. So there are, again, multiple patterns and hacks and variations, mm-hmm. all for stretch fabric.
Nice. Which is great because isn't the Erin Dungarees their new pattern stretch?
Is it?
I thought it was.
Oh, yeah. But feels like you wouldn't use like a jersey for it though, would you? You'd use
like a Ponte Roma.
A Ponte Roma, that's what I was thinking.
Or a French Terry or something.
Yes. But that's not in their book. But yeah, that.
But a lot of their patterns are stretch based. The Pearl.
Yeah.
the I Nora.
Like I don't know any other ones that are.
The Coco.
The Bertha cardigan is what I made from the stretch book.
Yeah. The Tabitha, is it the Tabitha tee?
Tabitha t-shirt I also made from the stretch book. Yeah, you're right.
So it's quite a few stretch fabric.
Well, yeah, they've got like 6 or 7 patterns in there. Yeah. And then their last book is Make It Simple, which has some absolutely amazing patterns like the Safia trousers, which I make the time. And you can make them into dungarees.
Love that.
What else have they got in there? So there's like the olive pinafore, which is so cute. That's so 60s. Maybe I could make that. Cute.
Yeah, you could.
For the new craft house party.
Oh my God, yeah, you could.
That's a really nice pinafore. What would you make it out of?
Like a denim, maybe. Like a printed denim.
Oh.
I'm just going to the page because...
I love those poppers.
They're so nice, aren't they?
Isn't that Phoebe?
Yeah, Phoebe Rosita. She's so sweet. She's gorgeous. She's made a few really nice things recently. I mean, she always has made nice things, but recently I've been obsessing.
Oh, yeah, she made the new Craft House waistcoat.
Yes, I've got that fabric and I've made a waistcoat as well.
Have you? Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Yes, you have. I just haven't worn it around you.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, my God, yeah, please make that.
What would you wear underneath it? It's basically a pinafore that's like sleeveless and it's got poppers all the way down the front.
But it's also got really cute little very 60s style darts. So it's got a slightly A-line skirt.
Yeah.
Love it. Very Mary Quant. Yes.
What fabric does it say to use? Obviously something mid to heavyweight.
So it says medium to heavyweight woven fabrics that hold its shape like denim, corduroy, cotton canvas, drill, African waxed cotton and lighter weight wool. If you're confident, try velvet, pleather or faux suede.
No. Faux suede would look unreal. Like a
so
brown
cool.
Or a brown leather. Oh my gosh. Yes. Yeah, but I really like that other fabric for the 70s party. The floral.
It is very cute.
Which is viscous.
I mean, you could just make both and then just make a
Or imagine if the viscous was the shirt.
Oh my God, you can make it with the collar.
With the Nina Lee?
Yes, the Bakerloo.
Oh my
Sorry,
God.
I was just flapping around my neck with the collar,
If I made a Nina Lee shirt with that collar, with then a pinafore on top.
And then knee-high boots.
I don't have any knee-high boots.
It just sounds like you need to go shopping for knee-high boots.
I want some cowboy boots now. 5.
Oh.
What size are you?
3.5.
You're not 3.5.
Yeah, I am.
There's no way, Hazel. You're taller than me. How are you... Your feet don't look like they're 3.5.
I've got little feet. I've got 3.5.
But you don't think that my feet look the same size as yours?
Hang on. I can't get an angle here. Oh, my legs are so much longer.
This is what I mean.
Can you put your leg up there? Because I think my leg would reach you.
I feel like our feet look like
they
really
look
similar
the same
size.
Length, but you know, I'm 3.5.
Whatever. Okay. Anyway, so Make It Simple is a great book. And now I want to make the olive pinafore.
I actually really want this book now.
Okay.
Just for its aesthetic. It's lilac.
It's great, isn't it?
God, the Lilac Lovers Club would absolutely rave about that book, wouldn't they?
I'm sure they do. Okay.
So some more pattern-based books are, and neither of us have these, however, I have thumbed through them enough times when I've been shopping that I absolutely am obsessed. So we've got, they're by Named Clothing. They've just released some really nice patterns as well, actually.
I've never had a Named Clothing pattern.
Neither have I, but they've got some really cute ones. And the first book is called Breaking the Pattern, And the second book is called Building the Pattern. Now, the concept of the books is they have a load of patterns, the instructions on how to make them, everything you need, but you can mix and match them. So, like, the skirt of one dress can go with the blouse of another top, or, like, the bodice of another top, and it can all be interchangeable, which is really, really fun and really, really cute. And, yeah, I'm obsessed, and I really want one. But I just... I just haven't got around to buying one yet.
Sorry, I was just getting up the little bio, because Breaking the Pattern was the first one, wasn't it?
Yes, and it's inspired by Scandi fashion.
Yes, I'll quickly read you the blog. The bio.
Yeah.
Scandinavian fashion has long been admired for its stylish, clean-lined cuts and aesthetic. Breaking the Pattern is the first authentic dressmaking book that shows the beauty of Scandinavian style. Complete with stunning photography, clear illustrations and instructions, this book shows you how to create a coherent capsule wardrobe, complete with a collection of 20 garments that are easy to make, wear and combine with each other.
20 patterns.
So it says 6 full-size pattern sheets are included in this neat package. So I'm assuming that they, like... When they say 20 garments, I think maybe the bodice of one and the sleeve of another comes together to make a garment, and then you'd use that bodice with a different skirt to make a different garment.
That makes a lot more sense than
20 different patterns. But then this is amazing, because you can have a play around and really make it your style.
But they're such chic patterns as well. Like, so I've seen so dressmaking. I can't say that. So it's so... S-O-S-E-W dressmaking. It just all sounds the same. She's used them a few times, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, they're very cool.
I was thinking about buying it. I was very, very much considering buying it, but I've got too many patterns at the moment that I need to, like, de-stash and get through. But it does sound like such a great starting block to build a capsule wardrobe, I think. And it's, like, under £20.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Good value. Yeah.
So good. I wouldn't necessarily recommend it for a beginner, but I think...
Oh, I think it is intermediate.
Yeah, I think some of the patterns, like, there is, I'm sure there's, a trench coat in one of them, like,
ooh,
and blazers and jeans and stuff. So I feel like maybe they've got a lot more...
Did I tell you that I'm trying to make a pair of jeans?
Yes, and you've got the pink denim, haven't you? You're making is it the everyday jean?
From Newcraft House, yeah. Yeah,
that looks like such a nice pattern.
And I bought this, I'll talk to you about it afterwards, but I bought this like cream denim that I'm using as like a toile.
Ooh, nice.
But I'm hoping that it actually works so I can wear them, because I would hate for that fabric to go to waste.
No, that's a good idea for sure.
So the next one that I want to talk about is a pattern cutting book, which I used at college, which I went to like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. And
COVID?
Yes. I thought it was amazing. And it's kind of like the Bible for pattern cutting. Well, that's exactly what my pattern cutting teachers told me.
I've heard it mentioned quite a few times on the gram.
Yeah. I know a lot of people that swear by this book. And I need to tell you the name of this book. So this book is called The Metric Pattern Cutting. It's called Metric Pattern Cutting for Women's Wear, and it's by Winifred Aldrich, and it's a very, very old book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna try and tell you when it was first written. So it was published in 1975, and there's been like various revisions and kind of updates. Okay. Since then, but I know whenever I was at college and whenever I'm looking to buy this book, I buy the one with the purple cover. I don't know if that helps. Obviously, there are lots of different like covers that are used for this book, but it's amazing. It's okay. Again, I wouldn't say it's necessarily for like beginners unless you've had kind of a little bit of like pattern cutting lessons or know a little bit about it, because it is super extensive and it's for women's wear, and you can kind of make your own blocks. It shows you the like maths that you need to do. You need to measure this to measure this. Then you need to divide it by this to get this line.
Okay.
And from that point, it shows you, right, okay, you've got your basic sleeve block. Let's make a bishop sleeve using that block, using the slash and spread method and all of these different things. And I would refer to that book so much during my pattern cutting classes, and I just swear by it. So I'm really upset I never bought myself a copy. I was was using the ones at college for so long, and now
I like
really want
to.
Yeah, it's not cheap. I think it's like 30 quid, but oh my god, my bell. That was my doorbell, by the way.
So going on from helpful books mm-hmm. and that sort of thing, my step-grandmother Louise, she lent me her 1987 version of the Vogue sewing book. And Mum and I used it as a reference point for a long time and then gave it back to her. And then my dad very kindly bought my mum one as a present. Mm. So naturally, I don't have it anymore. And I'm now a bit bitter about it because it's really good. But it's basically, if you're ever reading a pattern, go, what on earth is that? Or you want to do something like bound buttonholes or like a zipper placket, you can go in there. And it's so big. It's like over A4 size. I think it must be about A3 size. It's about, I'm holding my fingers like everyone can see me. It's about three inches thick. Can you now just guesstimate distances with like
100%, yeah.
It's so thick, but it has every single technique for like the fiddly bits of sewing. Like,
what's it called, sorry?
Vogue sewing. Yeah. And it's incredible, really incredible. It's quite expensive. Like, it is kind of like a £40 to £50
yeah purchase. It's a Christmas present.
Yeah, but it is so worth it because it's just so useful. I wanted to learn how to put bound buttons holes into a coat. I didn't do it. Wish I kind of had.
Why?
Just because it was like a wool that I used, but it was like a poly wool, and it's my bright blue coat.
Yeah.
And I think just having bound buttonholes, because I had welt pockets, it would have just made it just look that bit smarter.
I don't think anyone would notice apart from you.
No, that's just a me preference.
But that's fine. For next time, you can definitely do that.
Exactly. For next time. So, yeah, if anyone wants a book with all the fiddly
it's like an encyclopedia of sewing.
Yes. Yes, it is. And on to you, two of my other favourite books.
Oh, that's such a good little transition.
I have these two books, and I made my boyfriend buy them for me for my birthday a number of years ago. And they're basically by a company called Fashionary, and they're called the Textilopedia mm-hmm. and the Fashionopedia.
They're so cute.
They're so cute. But basically, the Textilopedia book, like it says on the tin, is basically a encyclopedia of every single type of fabric you can possibly imagine.
Amazing.
Where it comes from, the blends it comes in, what the fiber looks like, what's its characteristics, how to identify it. Absolutely everything. And it covers man-made and natural, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And then the Fashionopedia book basically has every single hemline, neckline, cut, shape, sleeve.
Yeah.
Like lapels. Like, it has everything.
As like a sketch drawing.
Yeah, there's sketch drawings. It's incredible. It's so useful if you want to identify a particular neckline. Yeah, which is great sometimes, though, when you're trying to describe a pattern.
Yeah, 100%.
To be like, oh, yes, well, it's a Princess King's.
Because me and you, I swear, we, like, never actually know what things are called.
No, and we're always drawing them on ourselves behind the microphone.
Yeah, we're like, it looks like this. And then the other person's like, I don't know what that is.
And also, no one can see you right now.
Exactly. And then I think the last couple of books we want to talk about are, like, from a sustainability and, like, mending point of view. So I don't have this book, but I think I saw it mentioned in Love Sewing.
I've had a thumb through it in Waterstones before.
Oh, okay. It's called Mending Matters, Stitch, Patch and Repair Your Favourite Denim and More. And it's by Katrina Rodebaugh,
yeah.
And I'll quickly read you the bio. So, Mending Matters explores sewing on two levels. First, it includes more than 20 hands-on projects that showcase current trends in visible mending that are edgy, modern and bold, but draw on traditional stitching. It does all this through four very simple mending techniques: exterior patches, interior patches, slow stitches, darning and weaving. And in addition, the book addresses the way mending leads to a more mindful relationship to fashion and to overall well-being. So that sounds like something
that
sounds
that's
really
right
useful on my street
as well. Because if you've got a pair of jeans or a denim jacket or something that you absolutely adore, why not?
Yeah, exactly. I feel like that is something that as sewists we should be doing more, and I think most people are, like, mending clothes rather than just throwing away or buying. Like, I know if I have a dress that I really don't wear, I will either cut it up to make something new or I will try and...
I'll try and find a way of making it into something I'll actually wear.
Yeah,
I had that
exactly.
with my Sicily slip dress that I made. I recently cut it into a short mini.
Did you?
Yeah, because I didn't love the length because it came down to just below my knee. And on me, like, I was like, I like mid-shin length dresses.
Yeah, same, yeah.
So it was just a bit too short and I never wore it. So I've now cut it to a mini dress. I mean, it is also indecently short now in the back. But I'm thinking for a summer holiday.
Have you worn it yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
Or just around the flat. I think it'll just be fine.
Yeah, cute. And on that, actually, on that subject, another, well, probably our last book that we're going to talk about is by Debbie Shaw and Kimberly Hind, mother and daughter, who we both met when we were visiting Craft Cotton Company in Manchester.
Yeah, absolutely lovely.
Yes, and their brand new book, which I think was released in April, is called Refashion, Restyle, Restitch, 20 Stylish Sewing Projects from Pre-Loved Clothes and Homewares. Would you like to read the bio?
Yes, I'd love to read the bio. It says, are you trying to cut down on clothing and fabric waste, but are short on ideas of what to do with unwanted garments, bedsheets or curtains? In this brand new collaboration between sewing superstar Debbie Shaw and her dressmaker blogger daughter Kimberly Hind, find 20 ideas for upcycling pre-loved fabrics to make stylish accessories for you and your home. I'm sure they recover a sofa in this book.
No way.
I'm sure I've seen it. I've seen pictures from the book and I am 100% sure they... end up recovering.
Look,
it's a chair! Upcycled armchair! That's going to be so
And the rope basket, I really like.
Footstool.
Yeah, I'm too scared to do homeware.
I'm terrified. I've done pillows.
Yeah, but that, I don't feel like that counts.
Okay, fine.
Because, no, I don't know.
I made little cushions.
When did you make them?
A while ago. I need to take a picture of them.
Yeah, I'd like to see them. Okay, fine. It does count as homeware. I'm sorry.
And you made a quilt.
Yes. Oh my God, that took so long though. Bloody hell. I don't think quilting's for me.
I can also see that you've started another one.
It's not a quilt. It's going to be a dress.
Oh, yes, you did tell me. Sorry, ignore me. That's so cute.
Isn't it so cute? I basically...
She's gone away from the microphone again. Oh, I love it.
You can explain it.
So basically, Elle has collected scraps of fabric from different projects. She's cut them into the same size squares and she has now sewn them together. And I think, are you just going to keep adding different squares at different times?
Yeah, but I'm trying to stick to pink and green.
Yeah, pink and green. You've got a little bit of blue in there, which I think is like a nice kind of base tone. And love that. Are you going to put some of that polka dot fabric in?
Oh, yeah. I want to... They're all my squares there next to you.
Oh!
I want to have enough.
You've been productive.
I know. I want to have enough to make an indigo dress or a wilder gown.
Wilder. But I feel like the wilder would just...
Do you think?
Yeah, because you can make all the panels, can't you?
You think the wilder over the indigo?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, actually, Hazel, don't do that.
I want to see them all.
No, but I know what you've just done. I've got them in rows.
I'm so sorry.
No, I didn't tell you.
I've just, like, kneaded them into, like, a pile.
So I had them, like, each row was in a different place. Like, you know, like a star. Like a...
I'm so sorry.
There's basically, like, 100 squares of fabric. And I, like, positioned them all into different rows. And, like, the start of each row, I turned the fabric so that I could tell which is the start of each row. And Hazel's just kneaded them all up.
I'm so sorry.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Oh, that's just on tidying, isn't it?
Yeah. So yeah, that's actually something that I'm very excited to do. As many of you know, I really like making most of my scrap fabric and being as sustainable and like as conscious as possible. So yeah, I'm really excited to use up all my scraps
and make
this patchwork fabric dress.
Yeah.
Take me a while, I'm sure, because I think I'm gonna need like 2 meters.
You're gonna need a lot of fabric,
so I don't think it's gonna happen anytime soon.
No, but it's a slow and steady project. It's also, that's the sort of thing, like sewing a row together is something you can do when maybe you've got like half an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
And want to do something crafty but don't have time to,
yeah, for sure,
sew bust arts.
Okie dokes, that was fun.
Oh my god, yeah. I now feel very inspired to start reading books.
Yeah, do it. Not just sexy ones.
If anyone wants those recommendations, they slide into my DMs.
Oh yeah.
Give them out willingly.
So that's all we have time for our book episode. So if you'd like to, my tummy just rumbled. If you'd like to give us a review, that would be fab. We don't have that many reviews. We have one negative review.
Which, fair enough.
Yeah, we have mostly positive, and then we have just this one woman who's given us like 1 star. So I doubt she's listening because she's given us 1 star.
She probably tuned out, yeah.
But anyway, each to their own. We weren't everyone's cup of tea. And also we have our coffee page, which you can find in our link in our bio on Instagram. If you'd like to buy us a coffee, which basically is just the £3 tip for our services and to help us kind of continue making this podcast, it's been much greatly appreciated.
Very greatly.
And thank you so much to the people that have already donated. Like every time we get a donation, we're like, oh my God! We
screenshot it and scream at each other like, ow! chat via WhatsApp, obviously.
Yeah, we're like, it's happened.
It's happened. Someone likes us. Oh my God.
So yeah, we'd love that. And as always, subscribe and just keep on doing your sewing thing.
Yeah, we love it.
Tell us about the next episode.
So the next episode, and this is a highly requested episode, is all about our favourite free patterns.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
Free sewing patterns. Who doesn't want a whole episode dedicated to free sewing patterns?
I do. Exactly. So tune in on the 1st of July.
Summer.
For this episode. Thank you so much for listening and see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We don't need the music anymore. You can just do it yourself.